In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing has been made. It was him in life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that though through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. A true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. To all those who received him, to all those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. So I'm going to start with the children's message version of this sermon. If we have a light, you can see the light. It's a light. No matter what we do, it's a light. If I stick it in darker spots, it's still light. If we shut off the lights, the light would still be there. The darkness would not make the light not light. Now, if I cover it up, it's still light, right? Even if it's covered up, there's still light there. And you guys can see, you can see the red. It's still light. If it was dark in here, we might actually see some light come out from there. And even if I shut it off, the light's still there. It's shut off, but it's still there. And it can be turned back on. And even if my battery dies, which it says it's at 52%, so it might die today. Even if the battery dies, I can plug it back in. It still will be light. The light cannot be overtaken by the darkness. The light cannot be overtaken by the darkness. We cannot make a room dark enough to where light does not do anything. Even if we built a room where there were no windows and no doors, the light on the outside would still exist. And all it would take would be a small crack for the light to get through that darkness. The light cannot be overtaken by the darkness. The light will always be victorious. If a candle gets blown out, it can be relit. If the flashlight dies, the batteries can be put back in. If the cell phone runs out of juice, we can plug it back in. And in the same way, the light can be recharged. That's the children's message version of it. And at the end, the message is still the same, because the light will not be beaten by the dark. But the children's message version really doesn't think about the light being extinguished. The children's message version doesn't think about earthly lights being extinguished, about those who bring light into the world being snuffed out. It's not something that the children's message version thinks about. Every Christmas, I have this weird tug inside me that just tells me, make sure every sermon that you preach during Christmas is happy. It's this weird tug. And especially on Christmas Eve, No one here wants my Debbie Downer sermon. It's Christmas Eve. But even at Christmas Eve, even in Advent, even as we celebrate our Savior's birth, we look forward to the cross. The symbol of our faith is one of the most horrific methods of execution humanity has ever devised. So even in his birth, we look forward to his death. Because here is the weird thing about it. The heavenly light of Christ was never extinguished. But the earthly light of the man Jesus was. I have lists of example of lights on this earth that were taken away from us too soon. But I thought of a couple. And the first one I thought of was Martin Luther King Jr. And he was murdered walking out of the hotel. To believe that he didn't have a profoundly positive effect on our country and our world would be a mistake, and we all know it. We would not have advanced the way we have without his influence in our world. And his light was put out too early. But there's this new thing with Martin Luther King Jr. that people have become really obsessed with, and it's making sure that everyone knows why he was at the hotel that night. They want to take the light of a man who had such a profoundly positive impact on our world and reduce it because he was broken. But no matter the attempts, the light that he brought to this world and this country cannot be put out. I also thought about our sisters and brothers in Sutherland, Texas, who lost their lives. That a church that remains is so small that it can't even fully rebuild. I don't know the mission that they were doing. I don't know the works that they do. But I do know that they were a congregation reflecting the light of Christ into their community. And that something in the world extinguished that light. Earthly light can be extinguished. It can be. And as I said, our Savior, from the moment he was born, they were trying to extinguish his light. Even before he was born, Mary had to walk almost 100 miles because Caesar wanted to make sure that he was getting every penny of his taxes. That's why the census came up, because he wanted to get his taxes. And then, when they were there, they were a poor couple. There was probably an expensive lodging available, but they didn't have the money, and all the cheap lodging was gone. And so, they were put in a stable. The baby Jesus slept his first night in a feeding trough. And then immediately they were whisked away to Egypt because Herod wanted to kill all the babies. And then when he starts his ministry, the first time he preaches in Nazareth, they want to throw him off a cliff. And almost immediately the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they start conspiring and scheming to make sure that they find a way to kill this man. And sure enough, they do. And we have the cross at the front of our sanctuary as a reminder that the darkness was able to extinguish the earthly light of the man Jesus. The world is full of darkness, and ready to extinguish any light that threatens power, that threatens wealth, that threatens those who have something to lose by being exposed to the light. That is what the world has. But, as I said, the conclusion to the children's message version and the conclusion to the adult version is the same. No matter the darkness, the light cannot be beaten. Yes, Dr. King was murdered, but he still has great influence on our country. So much so that even his sermons and his writings affect the ministry of pastors. The church in Sutherland Springs was destroyed. Maybe not the building, but the church itself was destroyed. But their light has created love in that community and shown how strong a community can be. Our Savior was executed, but we gather to worship because of his light and his love. And we gather to worship and be reflections of his light into the world. His physical light, his physical being may have been extinguished, but his light from heaven still is reflected by his body on earth, represented by his church. We are still living in the light of Christ. So may we remember that. That is the joy of this season. It's not the presents. In fact, for a lot of people, the presents are more stress than anything, myself included. It's not even the gatherings. It is the love of our Savior and the light that was brought into this earth in that stable. And the joy is that we are in that light and we can reflect that light into the world. So celebrate, rejoice, live in the light, and reflect it into the world. Amen.